Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do you say and do, make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say, I love you.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Rich Galen. He is, his website is mullings.com. He's a political operative, a political expert, having the battle scars of many campaigns and, in the past, and probably smart enough not to get into too many, involved in too many more in the future. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were just talking about Obamacare, some of the ill-conceived intentions of Obamacare from the beginning. The website's not working now. They're telling us, Rich, that that there's all kinds of security issues with the website.
These things are just think about the complexity of doing something like ordering from Amazon. You order something from Amazon online. They've got to be able to, they've got to present the item for sale, give you the options of what size and color of its clothing, or, you know, if it's something that has those sorts of things, allow you to give them your credit card number securely, to make sure that your credit card can handle whatever the cost is, to make sure that they've got the right address, to get that information to the shipping company. And the shipping company then has to generate a tracking number that you can sit at your computer and figure out, you know, where it is in the large network of UPS or FedEx or the USPS. There are a lot of steps that go on. It's not just being able to put up a web page that says, here's a sweater size large. And all those other things are called the back end. And there is now a growing fear, at least here in Washington, that the back end of this thing, it's not that it doesn't work, it's that it doesn't always work. So if I had signed up, if I'd gotten through the process, picked a plan, signed up for it, and I think now I'm going to be covered effective January 1st because my carrier canceled my contract, notwithstanding what the president promised, I don't know whether my insurance company that I chose actually has my information, whether they process it, or whether I'm going to be covered come January 1st. There's no possible way to know.
We're pretty sure that they're not going to get paid, right? I mean, they didn't have the back end even set up enough so that the government could pay the insurance companies the premiums, right?
If you or I qualified for a subsidy, but they don't, it's not clear to me whether or not my credit card went to them. For all I know, it went to some guy sitting, you know, on a beach in the Bahamas. I have no idea.
Well, Rich, let me ask you a question. You said that the back end may not work all the time. It was my understanding that they didn't build a back end.
No, they did not. It was about 40% built when they put the site up. So who knows what 60% was?
That's
not.
Like, but, I mean, saying that we, that's like saying we got 40% of the foundation built. Let's go ahead and build a house on top of it.
I said yesterday. That's like the UK saying, okay, we're going to switch over from left hand drive to right hand drive, but we're going to do it about 10% of the time.
Now, Rick, I want to stop right here, and I want to wander over a little. I want to help you wander into. I want to wander into your world a little bit, only to tee it up for you. This, in my opinion, folks, this is the exact moment in the debate, this whole debate about this thing, when we should realize why government doesn't have any business doing something like this. Because, Rich, the reason why you and I are even having this conversation is because the reason that the Obamacare went ahead and launched it was not because it was ready, but because it was politically the thing that they had to do.
Yeah, well,
politics overrode reason, politics overrode logic, and everything else that a marketplace decision would be based on, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the sheriff would be at the door if this were done by a private entity,
yeah,
that had promised to get this,
yeah,
stuff ready and make it work. Oh no, the SEC would be on them. I mean, these guys would be, they'd be sharing a cell with Bernie, you know, Madoff.
So,
I mean, this is just
so Rich. If politics caused them to launch this abortion of a project, if politics caused them to do that, what makes people think that politics won't enter into whether you get your hip replaced or not?
Oh, I think I don't think there's any question about that. Politics touches, well, politics touches almost everything we do anyway, but even, and frankly, even now, there's some level of politics involved in, you know, who's in your provider plan and who's not, if you have an HMO, what they'll do and what they won't do. I mean, that we've long ago settled with that with our insurance companies. The problem is we've added a layer. It's not just you, the insurance company, between you and your doctor. I mean, I can remember when I started taking Prilosec, you know, that the anti
yeah,
the insurance company one day decided I didn't need that every day, and they would only pay for 1 week a month. And I said, how do you do that when the doctor say, well, I have a prescription. This is when it was still a prescription drug. I have a prescription.
Right.
They said, that's what we have decided. So this has gone on for a while. The problem, as you presented is correct, is now we've added another layer of people who don't know what they're talking about between you and your doctor. And there's no reason, as you say, there's no reason in the world to believe that they say, you know what, hip replacements for people over 67, nah, we're not going to pay for that anymore. Well, guess what? Probably 99% of the hip replacements are people over 67. So if you want to save money, then you stop doing that procedure. And, you know, your coverage doesn't work anymore. If you want to have a two-tiered system,
right,
of healthcare in this country,
right,
that will do it, because rich people will get the hip replacement. Poor people will not.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Rich Galen. I'm Jim Bison Gang. See you with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.